Here come the seagulls. Wait for it. There it is. Learning to Fly, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That was the Song Whisperer song. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane
I don't
Kennedy.
Know if it's a seagull.
Oh, it sounded like a bird to us. Might have been a pigeon.
Somebody going like this.
Oh, sound like an albatross.
Maybe it was. Yeah.
Sound like an albatross.
Or
to
a great condor.
Or a penguin. That was lost. The penguin that was lost.
The famous bird call of the penguin.
Hey, we're wasting time.
We are wasting time. We've got no time. Let's go.
One of the good guys, one of the best in the business, a bloke we say he's quadruple threat. Film, TV, radio. He's the best
dancing.
In the business.
Yeah. He can dance.
Now he's an author. Has been for a while, but the latest installment, his new book, Do Not Open This Book Ever, is out now and available in stores and online to talk us through. It's the great man himself. It's Andy Lee. Hello, Andy.
Vicky, Jane.
Hello.
your producer texted me and said, oh, I'm sorry, running a bit late. I was like, that's all right, no problem. And I was thinking, I wonder what it's been. And then you guys start up and there's 5-minute discussion about what bird it could have been. It's all the important stuff. I thought I was enjoying it. I thought it might have been an emu for mine, but obviously.
It's how much we respect our guests, Andy, and of the caliber of yourself. And we will quit. We will talk about your book right now. It's the fifth book in your series.
It'll be an emu chick.
See, he's on it. He's back to it again. Do not open this book ever. What we love about this title is whatever you say to a child or a man child. Do not touch this, do not open this, do not do this. Invariably, people will do it, and that has been the success of your series. Well done.
Absolutely. I mean, Mickey, how are you? Do you run a tight ship with your kids, mate? Are they doing what they're told for the most part?
No, they can't read.
They can. They can read. No, they duped you the other day, actually. They're smarter than you.
No, well, because they're twins, what I do, I only send one of them to school each day. And I only buy one set of books.
Oh my God.
So they take
and send the other to the school of hard knocks, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, military college it is.
Streetwise.
What ages is this for?
I reckon it can go from kind of 1 or 2 year olds all the way up to early 40s. It's just outside your age bracket.
Andy, what's
Don't
the
give away
feedback?
The ending. Don't give away the ending.
What's the feedback you've had? Because I see a lot on your Instagram and it makes a lot of people happy. Do you like hearing that?
It is really nice. It's making people happy, particularly in lockdown. A few parents are relieved that they've got something else to leave their kids with or entertain their kids while they're doing some homeschooling. I get some messages. It's in a few languages around the world as well, so I get some messages from overseas, which is nice.
What different languages have been in?
It's in 35 different languages.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It's a bestseller in Portugal, in Japan. Mainly soccer-based countries, it seems like.
Do you do all the talking books in all the different languages?
Yeah, you know, of course I do, Mick.
Obrigado in Portuguese. Yes, well done.
I don't know. They might be letters of abuse, to be honest. I just assume they're nice.
And what about book signings? You'd be some pretty unruly book signings with some hopped-up kids, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, I've only done one in my life, and the kids got a bit disappointed. I took a stamp down, Nick, and just stamped them, you know.
At least a crayon, Andy. At least a crayon.
Hey, Andy, I've seen a photo of you on Instagram, and you're currently in Victoria. That's correct, in stage 4 lockdown. Yes. How has that affected the launch of your book, which was yesterday? What did you do for that?
I haven't been able to get anywhere. I did do a reading for some kids, which I thought I'd give them the exclusive. And they had asked me to dress up. And I got Beck to paint me completely blue and tried to emulate the character on the front of the book.
Okay. That's interesting. So where'd she get the blue from? Because I'm trying to work out when I saw that on Instagram.
This sounds like a stay off the brown acid kind of
Is this one of Beck's moisturizers or a face mask? What is it?
No, we had an old swimming cap, which was blue, and then some blue paint left over from my nephews.
Yeah.
And when I got on the Zoom video conference, one of the kids on the Zoom went, yes! And I was like, oh, why is that, Harrison? Why are you excited? And he said, I wanted you to be Sonic the Hedgehog, and you are. And I was like, yeah, that's close enough. But
Sonic the Hedgehog, you are a multitasker, my friend. Yeah, that's amazing. So,
essentially, I was just anything blue to them. It was a bit of choose your own adventure because I certainly didn't look like my own character.
And Heath McKenzie has done the illustrations, which are wonderful. How did the relationship start with Heath?
This whole thing came about because I was wanting to make one book, one singular book for my nephew, and I wrote it just for a birthday present. And then I reached out to Heath to illustrate that one book. And then it got published. So we've got a continuing relationship. It's been pretty fun because he's so clever that if I want Wiz, our character, making a facial expression, I take a picture of myself, a selfie, and I send it to him. And 5 minutes later, he sends it back to me with the facial expression of what I've given. So that's been a good experience. But I think kids fall in love with the books because of the illustrations. I just don't tell Heath that because the royalties certainly don't reflect that.
Okay. Good now,
with your latest installment.
Can we're going to see you on the front bar soon, Mickey. When are we going to see you?
Well, next couple of weeks, you'll be back on deck.
Mick, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm sharing news from behind the scenes, but obviously Kevin Sheedy's coming up. I'm not sure if you knew about this, but Kevin Sheedy's coming up. I was meant to be on, and Kevin said his preference would be Sam Pang. So I've been rested because what Sheedy says goes. I don't know whether Sheedy's got beef with me or whatever.
Don't be offended. Don't worry about it, Andy.
I'll tell you what, I'll take it out. I'll take it off. You and Sam can do it. I think that's probably the better way. And then you can have it out with him live on air. I'd love to see it. I'll give him a signed copy of your book.
Let me at him.
Hey, good on you, Andy.
Stay safe. Stay well in lockdown, Andy.
Congrats on the book, guys, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
It's Andy Lee joining us. Kennedy Malloy.